CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Jim Shanavy. It's been a long night for the House Judiciary Committee.
This is nothing more than a political hit job.
Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reschenthaler. More from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Republicans tried for hours to change or throw out the articles, but Democrats had the votes to block their attempts.
The amendment is not agreed to.
The two sides remain bitterly divided as they debate sending the articles of impeachment to the full House. The charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in connection with the president's dealings with Ukraine and congressional investigation that followed.
Britain's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he will not lead the party into the next election after what he called a very disappointing night. Boris Johnson's Conservatives have apparently won a solid majority in today's election, paving the way for Brexit next month. CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Until recently, many in his own Conservative Party were treating the clownish, flamboyant Boris Johnson as a joke. Now he's on track to win the biggest Conservative majority since Margaret Thatcher's back in 1983. Who's laughing now?
10 former NFL players indicted on federal charges. Catherine Herridge reports.
The indictment accuses the former NFL stars of a brazen nationwide fraud. Targeting a league health care plan for retired players and their families and using it like a personal ATM. The indicted includes several former Washington Redskins, including All-Pro running back Clinton Portis. 10 players in all charged with nearly $4 million worth of fraudulent claims for high-cost medical equipment they never actually bought.
Big change coming to Major League Baseball's substance abuse policies.
Marijuana will no longer be on Major League Baseball's list of banned substances. And players who test positive for opioids, fentanyl, cocaine, and synthetic THC will be referred for treatment before discipline. Those changes were announced jointly by MLB and its players' union. They take effect in spring training next year. This past season was marred by the sudden death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs, found with oxycodone, fentanyl, and alcohol in his system. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Today was a big day on Wall Street. CBS's Jason Brooks.
President Trump sparked the buying with a tweet saying the two sides are very close on a big deal. The U.S. is ready to cut existing tariffs in half on about $360 billion in Chinese imports and cancel this Sunday's scheduled tariff boost on another $160 billion in Chinese goods. The U.S. wants Beijing to increase protection of U.S. intellectual property rights and buy massive amounts of U.S. farm products.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 220 points, or 0.8%. The Nasdaq up 63, and the S&P 500 added 27 points, closing at a new record high. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio, honored with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for overall excellence. Original reporting, right here on CBS News Radio. These days, consuming the news is a full-time
this
job.
Will be the first real
We've
taste
just
of
learned
winter
that police
weather.
Are in the
U.S. Senate has just voted to move forward.
But with CBS News Radio's award-winning coverage, you'll never miss a story.
We are expecting an incredible day on Capitol Hill.
Every hour of every day, CBS News correspondents are on your radio and online, delivering comprehensive and original reporting across the country and across the world.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Singapore.
This is Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
This is Steve Futterman in Paradise, California.
Go beyond the headlines with CBS News Radio podcasts like CBS This Morning, The Takeout with Major Garrett, and Face the Nation to listen to interviews with some of the biggest names in politics.
Is this a legislative agenda or a platform for a presidential run for you?
Comprehensive coverage, original reporting from CBS News Radio, on the radio and online at cbsnewsradio.com.
CBS News has lost a longtime friend and contributor with the death of reporter Pete Combs. Peter King reports.
There was no mistaking a Pete Combs radio story.
If you reach down and touch it, what you feel is almost a gel-like substance.
He took us to places like the Gulf of Mexico during the BP oil spill and to Haiti.
Groter says it could be weeks before all those wounded in the earthquake are found.
Pete covered hundreds of stories for us between 2003 and 2015 while working at stations in Fort Myers, Charlotte, and Atlanta. In September, he was diagnosed with lung cancer, and while it spread quickly, he never lost his spirit or will to fight, calling every day a gift. Pete Combs was 60. Peter King, CBS News.
Former NFL star Michael Vick's in some trouble again, this time with the city of Hampton, Virginia, which alleges Vick owes it about $70,000 in unpaid taxes, mostly on luxury cars. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
CBS News Radio, honored with the prestigious Edward R.